Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Everybody, everywhere, those that are tuning in live, whether you're listening over the phone lines, whether you're checking us out through the archives, no matter how you're listening to the show over the internet, want to welcome you to another amazing broadcast of Destiny Empowerment Hour with your host, your homegirl, that's right, none other than Sharice Riley. Guys, it's Tuesday. I was about to say it's Thursday again. Forgive me. So we used to do our shows on Thursday. Now we do our shows on Sundays and on Tuesdays. And I'm excited to be back with you. You know, so far in 2015, everybody that we've had on the show has had a phenomenal story, a phenomenal testimony, and great triumphs of all that they're doing right now in their life. And tonight is going to be no different. You guys, I'm telling you, hold on to your seats, put on your seatbelts, buckle up, because this is going to get absolutely crazy on this evening. Why do I say that? Because the guest that I have with us in the studio, man, her story is going to literally rock you to the core. Not only just rock you to the core, but I mean, when you see all that this woman is doing, all that she has managed to tap into, the lives that she's managed to help, it is going to literally blow your mind. So I cannot wait. So, you know, make sure that you call a friend, tweet somebody, text somebody, Facebook somebody, Instagram somebody, whatever social media outlet you're on, make sure you tell them, hey, if you're not listening to Destiny Empowerment Hour, you need to be listening right now. So what do we got going on this week? You know, we have so much that's getting ready to happen. Can you guys believe that we're already towards the end of February? We're already 2 months into 2015. We're getting ready to hit that third month. You know, we're almost finished with the first quarter of this year. We're halfway through the first quarter of 2015. And you know how we do every single year. We got all of these goals, all of these plans, all of these visions, all of these different things that we're going to do in our life or that we want to do in our life, or how we're going to do this or how we're going to do that. And for some reason or for whatever reason, when we start out, what happens? Life happens. Curveballs come. That's what I like to call it. You know, we get a little curveball. But the problem with the curveball is that a lot of us have not learned how to master the curveball. We, you know, we're so used to or we're expecting that ball to come at us straight, either a high pitch or a low pitch. But we don't get ready when that curveball comes. So we have to learn how to start preparing ourselves for those curveballs. So when those curveballs are coming at us, we can hit them just as hard and with just as much strength as if it was a slow ball, a fast ball, a high ball, a low ball. Does not matter what comes our way. We're still able to hit it and keep going without that curveball distracting us or interrupting what it is that we've set our life out or our course out to be. So a lot of you all have had curveballs that has hit your life, and today's the 17th of February, and 17th of February, we're about 47 days into the new year, and 47 days into the new year, and some of you all have already gotten off track. Some of you all have abandoned your goals. Some of you all have put those vision boards up. You haven't taken those vision boards out since you first created them. Some of you have already started doing plans C, D, E, F, and G, you know, and I know we've been taught that, hey, you got to always have a plan B, but my thing is I've learned this, that if my plan A is strong enough, that if I am as I'm doing my plan A, and what I mean by plan A, I mean the purpose of why I was placed here on this earth. If I'm navigating through that thing, and even though there's curveballs and there's different things that's coming my way, as long as I'm navigating properly, and you know, when the curveballs come, when life happens, I don't allow it to cause me to just give up on everything, there won't be a need for a plan B. Why? I get up, I reassess myself, and I keep going down that path. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of us, we have, you know, tend to we have gotten off course. And it's time to get back on course. It's time to revisit those goals. It's time to pull out that goal sheet. It's time to reassess some things. And guess what? We're here to help you. How can you help me, Sharice? Well, we have so many different things that's going on and so many different tools that's available to help you stay focused and help you stay on course. That's the Empowerment Hour. We have our Recreating You event. If you are in the North Carolina area, Greensboro, North Carolina, March 7th, we will be there. If you are in New Jersey, in the Philadelphia area, we'll be there March 20th. If you are in the New York area, Brooklyn, New York, or the surrounding cities, Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, Long Island, meet us there March 28th. We're coming with Recreating You with tools, tips, and individuals that's going to help you not just get back on track, but that's going to help you make your vision and make your plan even more clear so that you can finish what you started, so that you can stay in your own lane, put those blinders on, stop looking to the left, stop looking to the right, and stay focused on what it is that you've been placed in this life, in this earth to do. So we're really excited about that. For more information about the Recreating You Tour, we have the Recreating You Virtual Seminar coming in May. We have so many great things planned for you. Visit our website, www.destinyempowerment.com. Make sure you go to the website and check that out and figure out when we're coming to a city near you. We also have an amazing conference taking place on next week. That's right. Next week we have another amazing conference that I'm a part of. It's called the Leadership Surge. I'm super, super duper excited about this particular event, this conference, and being able to be a part of this particular event. And y'all listen, you're connect to this 3-day virtual teleconference on creating a purposeful leadership brand for yourself. It's 3 days with 12 speakers, and it begins February 24th through February 26th. There's going to be 2 speakers every day, one at noon and one at Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, that's at 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. If you're in the central zone like I'm located, then that's 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every night for 3 nights. All you have to do is register for this event. And guess what, guys? Registration is absolutely free. That's right. This is a free event for you to be able to attend. We have some phenomenal speakers that's going to be speaking: Lakeisha Brooks, Richard Seaman, Brittany Love, Dr. Renee Sundy, Carolyn Holly Henry, Shannon Hernandez, Vanessa Cunningham, Robin Devinish, Karen Jacobson, Gordon Trego, Amber Azizi, and that's right, myself, Sharice Riley. I'll be speaking during this particular event. So, guys, make sure that you log on to Facebook, you go and you check out this particular event, and it's called the Leadership Power Surge. And the information is also on my website. Find out how to register. It's free to register. We'll have some information that we'll post tonight for you to be able to register. And you can actually, I'll just give it to you now over the phone. You can register at www.drholly, that's DRHOLLIE major, MAJOR.com. Go right to that website, register. It's free to do. You'll receive an email with all of the information of what you need to do to be attending this particular event. I'm super duper excited about this kickoff. So 3 days, I'm on the second day of the particular event. So I'm really excited about this event. Really, really, really excited. So with no further ado, I want to get to our guests. Do I have more announcements? I absolutely do, but I'm going to save those to Sunday. Why? Because I want to make sure our guest, Ms. Jackie Monroe, many of you all, if you know her as Jay Monroe. If you haven't heard of Jay Monroe, don't get me. Trust me when I tell you, it's about to be a household name. You're going to know who Jay Monroe is. But before we get to Jay Monroe and we talk about tonight's show and tonight's broadcast, Broken But Not Destroyed, we got to do what? We got to pay a couple of bills. So keep it locked right here. We'll be right back after this very, very brief commercial break, and then we'll be back with another Ms. Jay Monroe talking about Broken But Not Destroyed. Keep it locked right here. Destiny Empowerment with your host, your homegirl, Sharice Riley.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Divine, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
Back. I just played a little bit of Ebony Archer's Gotta Believe in Me. I have an amazing announcement about that. I'll just share a little bit of it, but I'll have more information for you on Sunday. But Sharice Riley, which is myself, Destiny Empowerment International, will be joining forces with Miss Ebony Archer for her Women's Empowerment Tour. The tour will be kicking off March 5th, going all the way through September. Some of the locations I will not be at, but I think there's about 12 locations, and I will be at 9 of those locations on that particular tour. So Oklahoma City, Las Vegas, Nevada, Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, Indiana, Ohio, Boston, Mass, Virginia Beach, Virginia. You know, I'll be at all of those particular locations. We're really excited about this collaboration and this connection. So stay tuned for more information. But as I stated before, no further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than our special guest tonight. And if you all have been to the blog talk page, you've read a little bit about what we're talking about tonight. And if you haven't, I'm going to let you know, we're about to sit down with an author, career coach, empowerment speaker, and consultant. Her name is Ms. Jay Monroe of Jay Monroe Speaks. Listen, I'm going to give you just a little nugget of about what you are about to hear. At the age of 13, Jay Monroe was cleaning her mother's bullet wounds. By the age of 18, she was doing the same for her boyfriend. At the age of 22, she was kidnapped at gunpoint, but by God's grace, she made it out alive. Now, this was not the end of the different offenses that challenged her strength. Sexual abuse, domestic abuse, deception, and grief were embedded into the fabric that has draped her life. Jay Monroe has a new book that is coming out March 12th called Broken But Not Destroyed. It gives assurance that although we may suffer through some things, we can still live a fulfilling and victorious life. It is a testament that our downfalls, mistreatment, and hurt don't have to have power over our lives. We can be restored to a place of peace and happiness if we have enough courage to do so. Now, through all of this, Jay Monroe has overcome some of life's most terrifying obstacles and have achieved a satisfying career following her passion to help others in their development and career paths. Over the past 7 years, she has strategically assisted colleges and universities with developing their career services departments. She is a certified personal and professional development coach through the Professional Women Network and has developed professional development programs, facilitated workshops, and been invited to speak on many platforms at conferences and workshops while providing one-on-one personal and career counseling, and coaching. Jay Monroe also helps new and novice entrepreneurs with essential startup services such as market research, market plan development, and public relations. For more information, we have her social media out information listed as well, and she'll give that to you on the show. And I want to say this one thing before we release the mic to her to speak. You can't tell me what God can't do. Your past, this right here, that first part that I read you, is a clear indication that your past does not have the power to dictate your future. You have the ability to shape the future into whatever you want to make it be. So with no further ado, I want to present to our listening audience, to some I want to introduce to other, none other than Ms. Jackie Monroe, known by everyone that loves her as Jay Monroe. Jackie, welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Sharice. What a wonderful introduction.
Thank you. I mean, I'm like, wow, I was reading your information that you sent me today, Jackie, and I know we've talked in the past and you've shared little nuggets, you know, here and there about some of the things that you went through, and, you know, and it's so overwhelming, you know, to sit down in one place to read just a little bit. You know, I'm like the sumptuous that said if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. And that's just to offer up praise to God. And I think about our lives, and I think about what you've been through. There's not enough time in a day to even be able to begin to express and explain to people all that you endure. We probably couldn't be able to handle it. But to even put a part of it in a book, to pen a book and to be able to help somebody, and just a little bit that you shared so far is absolutely phenomenal and amazing. To me, and I'm so blessed and honored to call you my friend, to call you my sister, but also to host you tonight on the show and to share with our listening audience all about what it is that you got going on and what has prompted your life to this point. So welcome. And as we start out, Jackie, you know, I know who you are. Some people listening may know who you are, but for those that have never been introduced to Jackie Monroe or Jay Monroe before, and I know I shared a little bit about your bio, but I want you to share with our audience in your own words, who is Jay Monroe?
Wow, Jay Monroe. Let me tell you, that encompasses a lot. Even though I shortened my name to Jay Monroe, just it encompasses a lot. I feel like I'm a very multifaceted person, and I say that because there are so many layers to who I really am. Broken but not destroyed, restoration is possible. That is the first book that I will be releasing. And as I said to you before, the foundational scripture for that book is 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 9.
Okay.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed but not in despair, persecuted
yes.
but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed.
Not destroyed, yes.
And that's the foundation of where I got the title for my book from, Broken but Not Destroyed, which means that, yes, I have been broken. I was broken in so many places that I didn't even realize I was broken in. We get so used to pacifying things so much and covering things up and bandaging things up that, you know, we don't realize just how broken and fragile and fractured we really are. And there came a time where one tragic event in my life awakened all of that pain, all of the pain from the past, the sexual abuse and all of that, those things that I had suppressed for so long, all came crashing down on me all at once.
Wow.
As I was going through another very devastating moment in my life. And, you know, that's how the book Broken but Not Destroyed came to be. It really started off as a journal. I started journaling my pain and how I felt and how I was feeling and how it was changing me. And then it just kind of turned into a book. So one part of Jay Monroe is the author of that book. Another part of Jay Monroe is an empowerment speaker. I became an empowerment speaker a long time ago, long before I knew that I was an empowerment speaker. I have been doing this for a long time, and I didn't even realize it. I never knew what people meant when they would tell me, you are so encouraging. You are so motivating. I can listen to you all day. When I'm going through something, all I think about sometimes is just calling you because I know that after I'm done talking to you, I'm going to feel so much better. I never really realized that I was doing this kind of thing for a long time, many, many years ago. I've been that person who actually, even when I was going through my own turmoil, these people didn't even know it. I would put my own feelings and what I was going through aside just to be able to say an encouraging word to someone else, because that's naturally who I am. Mm-hmm. I just put myself aside to encourage and uplift other people because I don't like to see people hurting. I don't like to see people discouraged. And whatever I can do to say or share with somebody, I would be willing to do that if that's going to help them to get from the place of despair that they're in now to a place of empowerment, a place where they feel like they can. And that's just how I naturally have come to be who I am. And my natural being transitioned into my professional being. Somehow my personality always leads me into professions, my actual job, that allow me to do what I like to do naturally. And I have been working with colleges and universities in their career services departments, building those departments. And in those roles, it has allowed me to do the same thing that I've been doing, motivating, encouraging, inspiring, helping people to discover the hidden self, that part of them that they don't really know is really there. It's covered up with a whole bunch of junk and a whole bunch of myths and a whole bunch of lies that they've been believing about themselves for a long time. So I found myself doing that even as I was helping people to learn how to transition from student into a professional, because your professional self and your personal self are so much intertwined. They go hand in hand.
Come on. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're preaching right now.
And so, you know, naturally, I just know God has blessed me to be able to work in positions in, that I love doing, that I've already been doing for a long time. And, you know, it gives me great pleasure when I have those that I have coached to call me and or email me or text me, and they're crying. They're overjoyed because, you know, they're telling me they would have never had enough confidence in themselves to be able to go in and market and promote themselves and speak about themselves in a way that they're so confident in themselves that they couldn't, the employer couldn't help but to offer them a job because they could see and they could feel their energy. And if they had not gone through the coaching with me, is what they tell me, they would have never had the courage to go in and say some of the things that they've said about themselves because they weren't used to talking about themselves in the way that I have trained them to think about themselves, because we're used to accepting the labels and the definitions that other people place upon us. Mm-hmm. This is how it's always been. And we haven't really learned how to not embrace everything that everybody has to offer us, but learn how to discover who we really are for who we are instead of accepting the labels that others place on us.
Amen. You know, that's my whole thing. Anybody that know me, they know that I am an advocate for a person not accepting what other people have said, you know, and I share a lot of my own personal story with that. You know, if I was to accept what the world has said about me, what family has said about me, what situations have said about me, there's no way that I would absolutely positively be doing anything that I'm doing now. You have to learn what God has said about you. Know who are you really? You have to find the strength. And that's why I practice daily affirmations. People say to me, well, sure, do you still do affirmations? Absolutely. Every single day. You never get to the point to where you just completely arrive there to where you don't ever need it. You know, especially if you've been through anything in your life. It may not be something that you have to do, you know, every an hour of every day, you know, every single day, but it's, you know, there's little things, you know, your areas, you know, the areas where the enemy likes to play on your mind, you know, the areas of those insecurities that like to come up every now and then. So it's so important for you to be able to constantly see yourself the way God sees you, not what was spoken over you, because that's the lie. That's the false image that a lot of us have bought into. We bought into that and we believed it for so long to where now we think that what God is showing us the lie and our reality is the truth, and that's not so. You know, it's not so, and I commend you for being able to do that. You know, I know a little bit about what you do. I've called you myself. You know, I've called you myself from time to time, or I've had to text you and be like, hey, sis, you know, I got this going on, and this is really bothering me, and blah, 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 blah. And I can honestly say the sound wisdom that God has given you and the ability to listen to people with a spirit of very objectively, without putting your own opinion, without putting your own personal feelings into it, but being able to see past all of the muck and all of everything that's going on, to be able to silence all the voices and the emotions and to give sound advice, that's truly a gift that a person has to have from God to be able to do that. And to know all that you've been through in your past, to know the things that you've endured and that you've overcome, and you do what you do so willingly, is so remarkable to me. So I ask you, who affirmed you? Where, you know, all that you do for others, where did you find the strength at, or who was that mentor, that coach to you that helped you find your way through all of the stuff that you had to basically weave your way through to come out of to be where you are now?
Well, let me just tell you. First of all, I want to say, you know, in the intro, you talked about some of the things I went through, cleaning my mother's bullet wounds when I was 13 years old. Yes, I did that. 13-year-old child helping her mother clean her bullet wounds. 18 years old, doing the exact same thing for a boyfriend. Now, for a long time, I just didn't understand why in the world would somebody so young have to be enduring something, but I did it. I did it
right.
With honor. I did it with pleasure. But what I learned is that cleaning those wounds for those people was allowing me and teaching me how to be able to clean and develop my own, to heal myself and to be able to heal others as well. I've been becoming a healer and through my words and through my testimony for a long time. God has been preparing me for this for a long time. Now, I had to go through some tragic things like that, but I realized that that's what it was preparing me for, mentally, because you have to be mentally strong. You know, I can still see my mother's bullet wounds, and I can see her flesh right
wow.
now. I can see that hole in my former boyfriend's back that was the size of like a silver dollar.
Wow.
I can see that right now. And it was just, you have to be mentally strong to be able to do this. 13 years old, and I'm doing this. So I had to learn to dig deep, Sharice. I did. I had to dig deep down and pull that strength out that had been buried with all kinds of shame and guilt and all this stuff. I had to dig deep for the strength that I needed to be able to move forward in the purpose that God called me to do. Now, let me tell you, I was not trying to do this. I really was trying to resist it. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not writing a book about that. I absolutely am not going to tell all that. I'm not going to talk about none of that. This is for my journal, and it just kept coming to me. You will write this book, but this book is not going to be for you. It's going to be for you as far as your healing goes as you're writing it, but as this book continues to develop and is released, that book is for somebody else. And I need for you to write it. And the sacrifice that you're going to have to make to be able to carry out my purpose is your privacy. That's the sacrifice I had to make. I had to be candid
wow.
in this book. I had to talk about uncomfortable things. But like I said, my strength came from deep within. And I had to connect with my purpose. And I had to be obedient. And I had to accept it after a while. Because, you know, anytime stuff keeps you up at night, has
mm-hmm.
you tossing and turning, whispering
mm-hmm.
in your ear, talking
mm-hmm.
about write that book, get up, this is what I want you to write in there right now, waking me up out the middle of my sleep so I can write something down right then and there. And I was not at, I couldn't rest until I submitted to what God wanted me to do. You're going to write this book, and not only will you write this book, I need you to talk about it to whoever needs to hear it. And you'll
wow.
know who needs to hear it when you meet them. You know, you can't hold back. So it came from deep within. But what I would say, I believe that all of my experiences have prepared me to be who I am today. And the only way they were able to do that is I had to allow those experiences to teach me. I had to learn from them. I could not be a victim of them. I had to use them as tools and resources so that I could learn. If I can learn to cope with these, if I can learn how to continue to move forward in my life, understanding and knowing that I can't change that this is a part of my life, but I also know how I can use that circumstances to learn and to grow, and then what I can do to share with somebody else about how I was able to make it through that circumstance. So it came from my life experiences. It came from the strength that I got from deep within. But, you know, that was implanted in me. This was predestined for me. This was not my choice. I promise you it wasn't my choice to do this.
Okay.
But that's what I have been destined to do. And that's what I'm going to do.
That's right. You're actually doing it. You know, you're doing it. And I commend you because I understand that feeling of when you get that tug and say, I want you to write this. I want you to tell this story. And it's like, wait a minute. Hold up. What you want me to do? Who? Huh? Wait a minute now.
Right.
You know,
because right.
we had this talk last year at an event we were at. And I was like, wow, I can't believe you're actually doing it. And I started writing a similar book of, you know, my life. And it just, for me, it's like, okay, I can get up and I can talk about it. But I'm like, Lord, writing it down, putting it on paper, that's so permanent. That's something that goes on when I'm no longer here. It's one thing when I just speak
Absolutely.
It. Once I speak it, if you ain't there to hear it, oh well. But if I put it in a book, if I pen it, I can't erase it. I can't, you know, I can't hide it. I can't snuff it out. It's going to always be there in print form somewhere, made available somewhere. And I think that kind of scared me. But watching your process and watching your journey and reading the excerpt of your book and reading your bio and actually just watching you through social media do all of the things that you do, I have to honest to God say it has inspired me. Now, I'm not going to put that out there, and I'm not going to tell no lies, say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to release Little Girl Lost tomorrow. But it has opened up that door to give me a little bit of comfort to say, you know what, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Everything happens in its timing. Because you're so right, when it's going into those secret places, into those wounds, and even though we've been healed from those things, even though we've been healed and we've been set free, sometimes you don't want to keep revisiting that. You don't, that certain things that happen in our life, we want to be like, okay, well, God, just me and you need to know that. No, nobody really need to go into that place, you know. But we don't realize the one thing that I've realized in life, Jackie, is this, that everything that we go through, good, bad, and indifferent, whether we understand it at the time or not, but there is nothing in this life that we go through that's for us.
Absolutely.
But it's for
and
somebody
I
else.
Agree.
It's for somebody that we're going to meet. And people say, what do you mean by that? I was raped or I was molested. Okay, so was I. I was molested. I was raped twice. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. I understand being homeless. I understand being rejected by family. But I also understand that what the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for my good. How did he mean it for my good? Because there's going to be another Sharice out there that don't have the strength that I have.
Exactly.
There's other Jackies out there that don't have that perseverance that Jackie has. But when they link up with us and when they meet us and we openly and we share, hey, and it doesn't mean you got to grab a microphone. It doesn't mean that you got to go around the whole world, you know, speaking. And I'm saying that to the person that's listening to the show tonight. We're not saying that you have to write a book about your life. We're not saying that you have to mount major platforms and share your story all over the world. But what we are saying is that the things that you have been through in your life, they are not for you. There is somebody that you're going to meet along your path. You're going to have to share that with, because they look at you now and they admire the strength that you walk in. They admire the success that you achieved or you attained in your life. You don't understand it. You think that you just regular mojo, you know, and ain't nothing special about you, but you made it out of a situation. You made it through. You didn't lose your mind. You didn't lose. You didn't end up on crack cocaine. You didn't end up walking the street. You know, you become very successful, and there's people that are battling and that are hurting and that are crying out and are afraid of going after greatness because they're afraid, well, what if this gets revealed, or what if people see this, or what if people see that? That's why they need you. They need to know that, wow, if she did it, so can I, because God has no respect person. So let's talk a little bit about that. So I know you help a lot of people during your career counseling and professional settings. How often do you encounter that man or that woman that you find that their struggle, what they're struggling with in and moving forth in their professional career, is tied to their past or tied to their personal life?
It happens more than I can imagine, and it used to scare me. Because I would be in my office or something, you know, I have known these students. I mean, I teach a professional development class. I taught a professional development class at one university. So I've had these students in my class before. You know, I never talk about my story. I never share my story in the classroom or anything. I just talk about my professional experiences because that's what's relevant at that moment and in that environment where I am. But so many times I have had students, male, female, black, white, and whatever else color, they will come to me, closed door, would you mind if I come and talk to you? And they would just start opening. They was like, it's just something about you. I just feel like I can talk to you. I feel like I can share this with you. I've had students come to me and say, will you please pray with me? You look like that you're a praying woman. And, you know, when that kind of stuff happens, I'm about to fall out. Because I'm like, look, what do I don't talk about? I'm not talking about religion at school, you know, that you shouldn't be doing that in your workplace anyway for whatever reason. You know, that's a political thing, office politics. And so when a student recognizes those kind of things in me, and even my coworkers will come to me in confidence, and they will just start asking me things and sharing things with me and opening up to things, and I always get this. I just feel so comfortable talking to you. And then I will begin to reveal things to them, and they're looking at me, and they're like, I knew it was something about you. I just didn't know. But then when I share with them even a portion of my story, they just amazed. It was like, I would never in this world have thought you have gone through anything like that. You look like you have it all together. You're so confident. You just look like someone that just has it all together. And I'm like, little do you know, I have issues and concerns still to this day, and I always will as long as I'm living. I'm human. But I don't walk around as a victim. I don't wear the indiscretions that have happened to me as a badge of honor.
Yes.
I just don't do that. I don't do that. And so I encounter this a lot, and that's why I always tell people, you know, I get the best of both worlds, because your personal life will affect your professional life. Your professional life affects your personal life. So if you can't get the personal together, you're definitely not going to be any good in the professional realm. So you always have to begin with the personal first. When I'm doing career coaching, you know, you can call it career coaching. It can be career coaching, life coaching. Yeah, my emphasis and my niche is career. But I always end up getting into the personal, because somehow the reason why some people are not where they would like to be or should be at this point in their life, or whatever point we may be at that time, has something to do with something personal in their life that has not properly been dealt with.
And I agree. I totally agree with that, and I think that is so phenomenal. You said something so that I love so much, and you said that I'm not a victim. You know, you don't allow yourself to play that victim role, and I think a lot of times that's where we get caught up at. You know, yes, it happened. You know, yes, we went through some things, but one of my friends, another young lady, she was on the show a few years ago, Cheryl Roberts, she wrote a book called From Victim to Vessel, and that a lot of times that when we've been through things in our lives, we stay in that victim mentality and don't realize that we've locked ourselves up in that victim mentality, and even though we move on past that mentality has been embedded in us, so we really haven't moved on past that, and it becomes that thing that hinders us when it comes to our career, when it comes to stepping out on faith, when it comes to starting a business, starting a family, interacting with friends, you know, in so many different arenas. When you take on that victim mentality, it can completely stifle and hinder your growth in so many different areas. And if you were to give a tip, you know, for those that's listening, if you were to give out, you know, three easy tips that someone can begin the process from untangling their life from all that they've been through in their past to achieve a certain level of greatness or success or to get on that path to where they need to go, what would be some of the tips that you would give to those that's listening that's saying, you know what, I hear what she's saying, I've been through some things, and, you know, if this woman has made it out, I know that I can. If this woman is doing these great things and I'm not allowing her past to dictate her future, I need to know what beginning steps do I need to take to get there? And then when you give us those steps, Jackie, those brief steps, also talk to us a little bit about your coaching services that you offer and what an individual can get from being a part, being coached by you.
Okay. Well, one of the first things I do like to talk about when I am talking to people about a process is for being able to move. Some people are stuck, so processes for movement. Ask yourself the hard questions. We do not like to ask hard questions to ourselves. Asking the hard questions and giving the honest answer. We know the answers. If you start asking yourself the hard questions, the questions that make you think about things that you might be ashamed of, the questions that make you realize that you've been falling short in some areas, you're looking for those questions that's going to help you find solutions rather than nurturing excuses. So rather than asking the questions and is of who and why, ask your questions how that start with like how and what. How can I improve in this area? What do I need to do differently about myself? When you talk about who, you're already trying to blame somebody, but other than yourself. When you start saying why, you're sounding like a victim right now.
That's it.
We're gonna move past that. We're not gonna do that. Although we don't ask, some of the things are not our fault, and something that happened to us because of someone else. You still cannot allow yourself to stay in the stage where you're constantly asking why. Which brings me to the next tip that I will give, and that would be acknowledge, accept, and move on. Acknowledge what has happened to you. You have to admit it. Some people have not even got to the point where they can actually acknowledge what is wrong in their life, what has went wrong, what's going on right now that's wrong. Some people are in so much denial, it's ridiculous. They are absolutely going to remain stagnant and stay right where they are until they learn how to acknowledge, no matter how painful it is. You have to acknowledge. And once you acknowledge, you have to accept it. It is what it is. It happened, and there's nothing you can do to change it.
Wow.
But you can move on from it. So acknowledge, accept, and move on. There will be little or no progress in your life until you do this.
Wow. Amazing, awesome, phenomenal tips. So now someone that may say, okay, that's good, and I can get started there, but I need some one-on-one services. Tell us a little bit about J. Monroe Consulting. I know you have your website and you have information on there, but tell us a little bit about your consulting business, your coaching business, and how the services that you offer and how we can connect with you, those that want to get coaching through you, and the different services you offer with your coaching program and how they can connect with you.
Oh, absolutely. I have a variety of different types of services that I offer, but the thing that I seem to be do the most of is the actual coaching. And like I said, it'll start off as career coaching. This is where I am in my career, and I don't like where I'm at, and I really want to be here. What do I need to do to get there? Well, you know, before we do that, I am going to go personal on you. So the services that one-on-one coaching, I just want to get to know you. I ask a lot of questions, and I'm going to expect some answers, and that's what I said, the hard questions. I ask hard questions, and the only way that I'm going to be able to effectively help you is if you're honest. Not with me, you have to be honest with yourself. And when you're honest with yourself, you have no problem being honest with me when you answer those questions. If you're not telling the truth to yourself, you're not going to be able to tell me, and I'm not going to be able to effectively coach you. So one-on-one coaching, I think that's the most effective thing. I do group coaching as well, where I will coach a group, but that's usually in a corporate setting. So one-on-one coaching, anyone who would like to have one-on-one coaching with me, I do free consultations. I will give a free 30-minute consultation. You can reach me on my website by going to www. www.jmonroeconsulting.com. You can go to the little box where it says contact, and you can just place your information in there and just let me know you're interested in a free consultation. Make sure that your contact information is in there and the best time to reach you, and I will contact you back and we can set up a free consultation just so I can figure out what your stuff, because every person is different. Every person has different needs.
Yes.
We'll go from there.
Yes, and that's so good. You know, the one thing that I love about coaches who coach the right way, and yes, I said that, because there are coaches out there that's just coaching for the money? Absolutely. There's coaches out there that are, you know, well, oh, just come to me. I can coach you. And no, you can't. You know, you have to know your lane and you have to really stay in it. And I love the fact you said, okay, you know, let's do a consult. Let's find out where you are, what's going on, and let me see what area that I can help you in. And that's so important. And I think that's so important to make sure, not only, you know, I tell my clients this, my consult is not just for you to see if I'm a good fit for you, but it's also for me to see if you're a good fit for me. You know, can I help you with what it is that you're trying to do? Am I going to be a help or a hindrance? You know what I'm saying? Am I going to be a blessing or a curse? When you walk away from my services, are you going to be glad that you invested in yourself, or, you know, be like, golly, that was a waste of money? And I don't think a lot of times we take that into account. So I love the fact that you offer that in your consult. You know, let's see. Let's talk about it. Let me figure out what's going on. And, you know, let's see if this thing is going to work for both of us and if the services that I offer are going to be services to help you. I think that's absolutely phenomenal. Jackie, you have so much going on. So you're working in corporate America. You have your businesses on the side. You have your book that's getting ready to come out. So tell us a little bit about your book that's coming out. I know we've talked about it all through tonight's broadcast. We've talked about the book. We talked about, you know, the broken but not destroyed, and, you know, the makings of that, and, you know, the struggle with, oh, wait a minute, God, what you mean write a book on this? We've talked about all of those great things, but let's go a little bit deeper into the book and what we can expect when it's released, how people can stay connected and be able to purchase the book, and then also what do you have going on? How can people, if you're, you know, people hear you speak live, attend an event that you have going on? Let's talk to us a little bit about those things.
Okay, well, Broken But Not Destroyed, Restoration is Possible is the title of the book. It will be under my name if you search under author name, just J. Monroe. That's going to be released on March 12th, which is actually my birthday. So the book is going to be birthed the same day I was birthed, that I was brought into the world. So the book is going to be released on March 12th, and you're going to be able to find it on Amazon. It's going to be available if you want to purchase it directly through my website. If you want a personalized an autographed copy, you can purchase directly from me. You can get it from Amazon.com. And I will have a list of other outlets that you can actually have it on, and I'm going to update that on my website, which is www.jmonroeconsulting.com. You can also follow the postings and information about the book. I have a Facebook page for the book under the title of the book, Broken But Not Destroyed. So if you go to that page and you like the page, you'll automatically get updates about the book and where it's being offered and all that as well. But this book, you can expect, I'm very candid. I mean, you know, I just really, like I said, you know, the charge was to me is to get that, you know, I would be sacrificing my privacy. So I talk a lot, and I talk a lot about things. I talk about the sexual abuse. I talk about being kidnapped at gunpoint and having to find a way out of that situation alive with my life, you know, or a person who threatened to kill me and then kill themselves. You know, that's a person who has nothing to lose when they want to kill themselves as well. So
you're
I talk
about,
you know, so I talk about that. I talk about all of the things I've gone through. I talk about the things that have broken me in sisterly relationships with, and I'm not just talking about biological sisters, I'm talking about woman to woman. I'm talking about things that have broken me in the workplace. I'm talking about a whole lot of things that could have really destroyed me and my self-esteem and everything, but I really, I'm just kind of stubborn. I'm like, I refuse to allow this junk that life is throwing me to dictate my life. I know that there's something greater for me. And that's my primary message, that regardless, you have to continue to withstand all of these areas of our life where brokenness can actually take place. What's broken can be fixed. What's destroyed is lost forever. So you might have some broken pieces, but those pieces, that can be fixed. That can be restored, restoration. My message is a message of restoration. You can be restored to the place that God would like for you to be, or even a better place than you ever thought you could actually be. But that's going to be up to you. You know, we have to learn how to give ourselves permission to heal. Give yourself permission to heal. As long as you are allowing the pain and not accepting the treatment. You know, when you go to the ER, you got to sign some papers to tell them that they have permission to treat you. They're not going to touch you at all. So you need to sign a contract with yourself, giving yourself permission to heal so that you can be the person that you really would like to be. Live the life you want to live. Have the career you want to live. Because you're not allowing your brokenness to take precedence in your life. Allow yourself to heal, to mend, and then accept the restoration along the way. Trouble is going to come, but it's a mindset. You got to be strong, mentally strong. And like Sharice, you said earlier, you know, we're not here to say that everyone else has to go and write a book or to stand before a crowd of people and talk about the stuff. That's what we're – God has put certain people in place to do that for you. We are the strength for you. I am the message for those people who cannot – bring themselves to be able to speak about something as shameful as sexual abuse. That's how most people feel about it. They feel ashamed of it. Like me, I felt like I did something to cause that to happen to me. It must have been something I was doing to make these people think that it was okay to do these things to me. And so you feel ashamed. So I'm that mouthpiece for those who cannot speak about these things. I'm going to speak for you. Don't worry. All I need for you to do is just receive what I have to say. If it's for you, Sharice might reach some different people than I reach. I might reach some different people than she reaches. That's why there's so many people out there sharing these messages, because we won't be able to reach everyone, you know. And that's why it's important for us to be able to go out and give these messages when God chooses us to be that person to do that. Somebody has to do it. And that's what I'm doing. And I want people to live fulfilling lives, not just in their life. I want them to flourish in their careers. I want them to flourish in every area of their life. And that is what I do as a career coach, as an empowerment speaker, as a consultant. And I'm doing this in a holistic manner so that I can help you and assist you in ways that you can flourish in all those areas. So you can reach me by contacting me, again, at www.jmonroeconsulting.com. If you just want to call me, you can, 972-685-6181. You can connect with me on Facebook, J. Monroe Consulting, Coaching and Speaking. And for my book, Broken But Not Destroyed, Restoration is Possible. And I'm more than happy to give you a consult, just to get it down to what's really going on with you, so we can figure out if I'm the person to help you to uncover your hidden self.
Wow. Powerful stuff. Like, she makes me, you make me reevaluate and say, well, dang, maybe I need to get how Jackie is my coach, my personal coach. You know, I'm being serious, because I'm a believer in this. Every coach needs a coach. And I tell people like this. Absolutely. If you're going to a coach and that coach don't have a coach, you better run, because who is helping you through? Because we'll never get to the point to where we've achieved. And I've kind of finally figured out where there is. When people say, oh, you've arrived there. No, I haven't. I don't want to arrive there yet, because when I arrive there, that means it's time for me to take off this mortal body and put on an immortal one, and it's time for me to be gone from this place. That's when you've arrived. You never arrive. We're always at a place that you never get to the point that you're above learning something. You never get to the point that you have, you know everything about everything. There's going to always be someone that can teach you something. So I'm a firm believer. If I'm going to coach you, I'm going to have a coach, you know, that's going to help coach me as well. So
remember last year at Recreating You, you said, finish what you started.
That's it.
I remember what you said. That's what you said, and that followed me all year long. And guess what? That pushed me to go ahead and get those last chapters of that book done. I was like, I cannot let this year go, but I cannot let the first quarter of 2015 go by and haven't finished what I started, because it took me 7 years to write that book. And the one thing, my friend that was sitting next to me, every time you say that, she was kicking me under the table. I'm like, girl, quit kicking me. I hear her. Hey. She was like, get the book done. You hear her. She's speaking to you. She's speaking to you. And so all year long, I was like, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to finish what I started, because it took me 7 years to write that book. And that was because it was very emotional for me. I was starting, I was stopping. And sometimes it would get to be too much for me, and I have to take a break from it. But I thank you for all that you have to offer. You are a powerful and amazing woman in and of yourself, and you know I tell you that all the time. I am never going to be at a place where I cannot give props and credit to another sister that is doing her thing, and you are that. Girl, you know I know some of the stuff you have going on, and I am so proud of you.
You're so sweet.
Are an amazing person, and I thank you again for asking me to come on this show and share your platform with me. That really means a lot to me. And, again, don't think that things that you haven't said haven't stuck with me, because, like I said, finish what you started. Follow me all through 2014.
I'm humbled by that. It's like – I know that was the thing for 2014, but I find myself even in this year constantly saying it. And I'm like, I was laying in the bed the other night, and I'm like, God, okay, that was the thing for 2014. I said, no, Sharice, that was the thing for your life. That's the thing for Destiny Empowerment. You're going to help people finish what they start. That's not just a yearly theme. That's not just something that you do for just 1 year. People need to finish what they start, period. You know, what about the people that's not heard you speak? Or what, you know, you may finish one particular thing, but what about the other 10,000 things that I've given, you know, that I've given these individuals to do? And I think that that's so powerful, because a lot of times we're not called to the carpet. You know, a lot of times we're not held accountable. We don't put ourselves in position to be held accountable to finish the things that we actually begun. And I'm the first one to raise my hand and say, I've been guilty of that. So I understand, and I tell people all the time, a message don't come to anybody without it first penetrating the person who's delivering it, because you can't take nobody where you've never been.
Absolutely, you will not be effective at all.
At all, you can't take me where you've not been. You cannot. If you don't know what it's like to be raped, you know, yeah, you can read a book to me and you can give me the statistics out of a book, but unless you have been there, unless you felt the emotion and the pain and all of those things, and you've made it out, you can't help me through that in the dimension that I need to be helped.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So
when you cry, I understand those tears, for real.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking to me about sexual and all the things that go on with you mentally, how it affects your life, I talk about that all, but how it affects my life, how it affected some of my relationships. One thing about it is we come from a heritage of the hush syndrome. That's what I call it, the shh. We don't talk about that. That ain't nobody's business. We will handle that ourselves. We don't go telling nobody. We don't get the proper treatment that we need and the counseling that we should have received to deal with some of the things that we have gone through. So, therefore, we have to learn how to try to deal with these things on our own. I'm 13, I'm 7, 8, 9, 10, trying to learn how to cope with what's happening to me by myself. And so as a child, I never got the proper treatment. I never got the proper counseling. And that's going to spill over into other areas of your life, because those things have not properly been dealt with. And they start to manifest down the line in other areas of your life. But that's where we come from. We don't tell our business. We don't go talk to those folks about this. What goes on in my house stays in my house, and we'll handle this. And or how about if somebody just flat out don't even believe you? That's the worst.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Been done.
That's the worst.
We can go on and on. We got 90 seconds. I'm telling you, this show go by so fast.
Okay. One more thing. We both are going to be speaking at an event in June, right? We got another.
Yes, ma'am.
Power powerful woman, third in your women's conference in Dallas.
Yes.
That's some
so,
of the worst.
So, go ahead and share with the audience. If you guys are listening on the internet, it may cut off on you in about 60 seconds, but you can get this information in the archives. We'll post the archive show shortly. But, Jackie, go ahead and share, because you're one of the chapter leads for Power for a Woman organization. Share with us about the event that's coming up in June, how people can connect, how they can get their tickets, all of that good fun stuff. Go ahead and share that information with us now.
Yes, you can actually go to Power Forward. It's Power Your Way Forward Conference, Women's Conference and Gala 2015. It's going to be in Dallas, June 12th through 13th. I am one of the speakers at that event. I am also a chapter leader for the Power Forward Woman organization. Any information you want about the event, you can go to www.powerforwardwoman.com and you'll be able to find information. But that's going to be an amazing event. There's a lot of awesome speakers, and the theme is pushing towards your purpose. So yours truly will be one of the speakers, but there's other speakers and panelists that are sure to be able to bring forth so much powerful, empowering information, you wouldn't want to miss it. So go to www.power401.com for more information on how to purchase tickets. We would love to see you if you're able to attend.
And also, and it's a two-day event, so it's a Friday event, yeah. And then Saturday sessions. You have the empowerment sessions on Saturday morning, and then Saturday night you can get all dressed up for the gala. Super excited about that, about the gala and all of that. Guys, make sure you get your tickets. I'm one of the speakers on Saturday as well. We both attended last year. It was a phenomenal event last year. Going to be even greater this year. The lineup of women that are going to be in attendance, you're really, really going to be blessed. Now, Jackie, you also have an event coming up this weekend. Share a little bit about that and if people are interested in connecting.
Absolutely. In that, I'm going to have a Sip and Share Women's Brunch. That's going to be at Breadwinners in Dallas on McKinney Avenue, and it is going to be from 10 until 12 o'clock, a brunch. We're just going to sip. We're going to, you know, beverage of your choice, like some orange juice, some breakfast beverages, some soda, some water, some coffee, some tea, whatever you like, and we're just going to talk about those things that are of concern to women as far as in their professional lives, in personal lives, and just try to develop an understanding of what is on women's minds these days. I have a little project that I'm working on as well, and, you know, we'll talk about it down the line. And I just want to find out what some of women, what are issues going on today. I know a lot of them are going to be repeated issues that we hear of all the time, but I want to find out how people are feeling about certain things because I am working on another project that's going to come down the line. So I want to get some feedback from these ladies and just find out some of the things that they're concerned about and what kind of issues they would like to see addressed that they feel like that has never properly been addressed before where women's issues are concerned.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Jackie, I appreciate having you on the show tonight as my guest. Thank you so much for being with us. It's always a treat when we get an opportunity to talk. We're well over our time, so those that were listening over the internet, that's already been cut off, you'll be able to hear this in the archive. So as we get ready to close out, you just share one last time how people can connect with you, give them your website, your social media site, before we cut off the air.
All right. You can reach me at jmonroeconsulting. It's www.jmonroeconsulting.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook. Just search J. Monroe Consulting. My page should come up. If you're a tweeter, you can actually connect with me on Twitter as well. My handle is at J. Monroe Wisdom. And you can catch my blog on WordPress. It's called J. Monroe Speaks. But you definitely want to make sure that you like my page for my book, Broken But Not Destroyed, Restoration is Possible, so you can get the latest updates as we count down the days to the release of the book so that you are informed about where, how, and all those other kind of things that will be coming up about the book in the next few days and few weeks. So, again, thank you all for listening so much. Thanks, Charisse, for having me. You are an amazing lady.
You're welcome.
I feel like you and I go up.
I want to be like you. I'm actually ready to share your book page on my page. So for those of you all that are my friend on Facebook, I'm going to share the page on Destiny Empowerment Hours page. I'm also going to share it on Sharice O'Reilly page and on the Destined Greatness page. I know many of you all have sent me friend requests to Destined Greatness to my personal page. I'm at my I'm at a limit of friends, and I literally delete people every day, and I still have 1,700 people in my inbox waiting friend requests. So please go over to either Destiny Empowerment Hour on Facebook, like that page, or you can also just follow me on Sharice, C-H-E-R-I-S-E-L, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. You can follow me on that page. So those pages don't have a limit. And what I'll try to do is what I post on Destiny, on Destined Greatness, I'll post on those two pages as well so that you can stay connected, stay in the know. But the best way to stay connected with what we got going on is through our website. I know that I've been telling you guys, I've been teasing you for a while, and we're almost finished. The DEN website is soon to be released. We're really excited about that, with all that we have going on with that. So if you are a business owner and you want to advertise with us, you can actually advertise your business, your company, your organization, your ministry, your product, your services through our business profile page. We have an awesome promotion that's going on with that. So we'll be releasing that soon. We have our memberships that we're getting ready to release, general membership, elite, and business partner membership. We have so many great, phenomenal things that's happening with the DEN that's available for men and women. And you're probably saying, well, what's the DEN? This is my first time listening. What's the DEN? Destiny Empowerment Network. It is an organization for entrepreneurs, for men and women, socialpreneurs, serialpreneurs, those that have multiple things that's going on, that's movers and shakers, that's looking to build power brands and build power teams, that want to come together to learn how to actually create social entrepreneurship opportunities. And also we teach cooperative community collaboration. It's an amazing organization that we started that is branched off of Destiny Empowerment International, an organization, a community of men and women all over the world coming together, teaching people how to work together, how to build one another in love, how to collaborate together, how to build powerful networks, powerful brands together. So we're really excited about that, excited about the launch, excited about the release. We're going to be having a big social media release in about another week and a half with that, so be on the lookout. You'll also be able to link. You can go to DestinyEmpowerment.com's website. There'll be a tab created shortly, and when you click on that tab, it's going to automatically send you over to that page, and we're really excited to unveil it and to share with you all of the great things that we have planned for this network. So be on the lookout. Stay tuned for that. Make sure that you visit our website and know all the great things that we have going on, that we have coming up in the coming days, in the coming weeks, and coming months, not only with the Recreating You Tour. We also have the Recreating You Book Project, the collaboration project. We've been announcing that. If you feel like you have something to contribute to that project and you want to be one of the contributing co-authors of the Recreating You book, make sure you shoot me an email at ShariceRiley@DestinyEmpowerment.com. In the subject line, put "Let's Collaborate." And in the body of that email, tell me what area do you consider yourself to be a subject matter expert that you can help a person recreate their life in, why you think you'll be a good fit for this book collaboration. And in the next 2 weeks, you'll be hearing from our publishing company. They'll reach out to you with the information to be on a conference call where we will break down and explain the entire project. This particular project we're excited about, if you read any of this series of Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul, this is what Recreating Your Life book project is going to be. It'll be a series of books that's going to be released, two books released every year, collaboration project with myself, the author, and you all as my co-authors in different areas, from business to finance, to careers, to relationships, to health. So this first book, we're going to touch on every area. And in our second edition that we'll release later this year, it's going to be Recreating Your Life, the business edition. For 2016, we have Recreating Your Life, the family edition, Recreating Your Life, the health edition. I'm telling you, this thing thing is blowing up and it's becoming massive. If you want to be a part of it, you want to have yourself a chapter or a couple of chapters in the book, maybe you reach out to us. Once again, Sharice Riley at destinyempowerment.com. In the subject line, put "Let's collaborate," and in the body, tell me what area are you a subject matter expert in and what do you feel you can bring to this actual book collaboration project. Look forward to talking to you guys soon. We'll be back here next Sunday. Sunday, I'm really excited. We finally have our Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire is our men's forum. We have some phenomenal men lined up that's going to talk about everything. Earth is what? Its leadership is the foundation. Wind is what? It's spiritual, that spiritual life, that spiritual walk. And fire is what? It's family, it's relationship, it's romance. We're going to hear from a man's perspective. We have a phenomenal lineup of men that's going to be with us on next Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure that you are tuned in. And if you can't listen live, make sure you come back and you check that show out in the archive. It is going down. We have Pastor Mayor, We have Mayor Tony Yarber, who is the mayor over in Jackson, Mississippi. He's going to be joining us. We have Kendrick Gordon. I mean, we have some amazing people that's going to be with us for the whole lineup of men panelists that will be speaking on next Sunday. You can visit our blog talk page to get the lineup of the men that's going to be speaking, but you don't want to miss this event. Make sure that you tuned in. Hear it straight from the man's or uncle, a dad, a cousin that needs to hear this, that needs to be empowered, that you want them tuned in on next Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Once again, this is Sharice with Destiny Empowerment Hour. I want to thank our guests one more time, Jackie Monroe, Jay Monroe. Thank you for being here with us tonight. You bless my soul, bless my socks. When your book comes out, we definitely want to bring you back on and talk about the book and do some amazing giveaways and all of that fun stuff with you. And we'll also put a link on our website for you guys to be able to purchase that book as well. You know, we're big on supporting one another. I'm big on, really supporting my sister, supporting my brother, helping push forward their cause. So in any way that we can be a help to you, Jackie, a blessing to you at Destiny Empowerment, make sure you let us know. Thank you for joining us on tonight. We are so over our time. We're so over
girl, we got to figure out how to make this into a two-hour show. We can...
And I could have made it a two-hour show, but I wasn't thinking, and I should have, because it's just like sitting at the coffee table with a cup of coffee, you know, talking to, you know, your good girlfriend. So I always thoroughly enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your life, out of your busy schedule to share with us on tonight. God bless you. And as we get ready to close, we're going to end literally right after this. But, Jackie, I want you to close us out. I want you just to talk to those people that are listening to tonight's show in the archives, those that will go back and listen to this show even a year from now, 2 years from now, and whatever's on your heart to speak into their lives, to say to them. I want you to go ahead and take the floor and just share that as we close out.
What I would like to say to you, whoever you may be, is it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It's what you need to know in your heart and in your mind that you need to do to release yourself. You have to learn how to release in order to receive. We have been carrying around too many bags for too long that we don't have room enough to receive, and we don't have room enough to grow in areas that we really can prosper and excel in. There are some things, and you know what they are. There are some people, and you know who they are, that you need to release yourself of right now. You've probably been thinking about it and pondering with it for a long time, but you know what it is, and you know what you need to do. You know who they are, and you know what you need to do. Release, release. You still have time right now. There's plenty of space for you to grow, but you're going to have to get rid of some of those things that have taken up residency in your life, taken up permanent residency in your mind. It's time for you to evict those things. Serve them notice and tell them they got to go because you got some new tenants moving in. There's so much more waiting for you, but you got to make room for them. So I just ask you, whatever it is, and you know, as soon as I said it, it came to your mind. As soon as I said it, they came to your mind. You know what it is. You know who they are. It's time to release them. It's time to release so you can receive.
Amen. How powerful is that? You've heard it right here. It's time to release so you can receive. I hope you take those words, you hold them deep, and you actually apply them to your life. This is your host, your homegirl, none other than Sharice Riley. Thank you for spending time with us, guys. I hope you all are blessed. And for more information, make sure you go to the website, www.jmonroeconsulting.com. Once again, that's J Monroe, MONROE. consulting.com. Go to the website, get your free consult, get more information, pick up a copy of the book when it comes out on March 12th. Support the movement. And if the book isn't for you, get the book and sow it into somebody else's life that you know that can benefit from it. Thank you so much, Jackie. God bless you. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you here on Sunday, the 22nd of February at 5 p.m. with Earth, Wind, and Fire, our men's panel. Once again, this is Sharice signing out. God bless you and good night.
God bless. Good night.
And power.